Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, October 20th. 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
GeoVax highlights urgent need for multi-source Mpox vaccine supply following California Clade 1 cases. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlights the urgent need for a multi-source Mpox vaccine supply following confirmed Clade 1 cases in California. The company is advancing U.S.-based continuous cell line manufacturing to address fragile supply chains and align with federal pandemic preparedness initiatives. The emergence of locally transmitted Clade 1 Mpox cases in Los Angeles County underscores the critical need for second-source solutions. GeoVax's GeoMVA vaccine has received expedited development pathway endorsement from the EMA and is advancing a next-generation continuous cell line manufacturing platform aiming to reduce costs, shorten deployment timelines, and reinforce national security. These efforts align with federal initiatives to modernize America's pandemic response and enhance supply chain security.
Researchers say gravity energy storage is possible in high-rise buildings. Researchers from the University of Waterloo in Canada have introduced an exciting idea that could change how energy is stored in cities. They believe that high-rise buildings can be used to store renewable energy through a gravity-based system. This technology could work together with solar panels, small wind turbines, and lithium-ion batteries to make buildings more energy efficient and less dependent on the grid. Cutting-edge technologies focused on by enterprises like D-Wave Quantum Inc. could make this energy system a reality. Trilogy Metals, NMARICAN TMQ, gains federal backing and presidential approval to advance road access for critical mineral development in Alaska. Trilogy Metals is making strides in advancing America's local mineral supply chain. Recently, the company received a $35.6 million investment from the U.S. Department of War to expedite development at the Upper Kobuk Mineral Projects in Alaska. President Donald Trump also granted permits for the Ambler Access Project, enabling the development of critical mineral assets. These initiatives highlight Trilogy's crucial role in supporting national security and energy goals. The company's focus on strategic development in Alaska aims to benefit local communities while safeguarding the environment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.